Chapter 29, Part 3. Yudhishthir asks to see Arjuna's divine weapons. When Indra heard of my achievement, he was pleased and blessed me. He blessed me that I would always remain cool-headed in battle and would always discharge my weapons precisely. He also said that no celestial fighter, whether a Danava, Daitya, Naga, Gandharva, Suparna, or Yaksha, would be able to overcome me. He told me that I would conquer the earth and in time hand it over to my brother Yudhishthir. He gave me this impenetrable armor that I now wear and fixed this coronet upon my head. Indra also presented me with the Devadatta, and then he brought me back to this mountain. As Arjuna ended his narration, Yudhishthir was awestruck. O Dhananjay, it is fortunate indeed that you have met the most powerful demigods and received from them all your divine weapons. I considered the earth already conquered and Dhritarashtra's sons already subdued. O Bharata, I should like to see the weapons with which you defeated the demons. Arjuna assented to his elder brother's request and prepared to display the weapons. With the very earth as the chariot, Arjuna stood holding the Gandiva and recalled the mantras to invoke the various missiles. In his celestial armor and crown, Arjuna faced east and silently concentrated his mind on the prayers. But just as he was about to exhibit the weapons, the earth trembled and Gandhamadana mountain seemed ready to split apart. The sun was covered and the wind ceased to blow. Brahmanas found themselves unable to recite the Vedas, and all living creatures felt oppressed. Suddenly, all the Pandavas saw in the sky the powerful four-headed Lord Brahma, the Creator. He was surrounded by all the demigods. The Gandharvas and Apsaras also appeared, dancing and singing on the mountainsides. A shower of flowers fell upon Arjuna as he looked about in amazement. Standing before him appeared the divine sage Narada, who was sent by the gods. Narada then said, O hero, do not discharge the celestial weapons for any other purpose, or else they will destroy the three worlds. These weapons should only be used against powerful foes during battle. Do not be so rash. Narada then turned to Yudhishthir. O Ajatashatru, you will see all the weapons when Arjuna uses them in the war against the Kauravas. The brothers bowed to Narada, and he departed along with all the other demigods. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.